It is Friday, the closing day of the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. 3 days of a lot of activities. Many of our local leaders have been there attending it, including Assemblyman Jim Wood of Santa Rosa, and the Assemblyman is with us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Have you been inspired over the course of the last 3 days?
I have, and I think when you look at all of the concerns we have about climate change and the devastating effects we're seeing worldwide, it is inspiring to have an opportunity to come together with a group of folks that are doing everything they can to turn back time.
And you, of course, took part in the Cal Matters event yesterday. What was that all about?
You know, it was an opportunity for folks to talk about their vision, talk about a little bit about where we came from with AB 32, going way back when, hear from folks with the Manufacturers Association and concerns about the rising costs of power, and so it was an interesting and lively discussion, and one of many that are happening all over San Francisco.
Yeah, how do you figure out where to go and what parts to attend and what speakers to listen to? It just seems so overwhelming.
It really is, and we have, as part of being here for the assembly, we've got our own things that we're working on. We've been meeting. We met yesterday with folks from a delegation from Mexico in the morning, a delegation from the EU in the afternoon. Today, I'm meeting with and leading a moderating discussion with the leader of the German Green Party, talking about forest fires.
Uh-huh.
And so when you add the things that we're doing plus all of the other activities, there's an app for that. And so you can find
Thank
everything
God.
On the app.
Very good. Very good. There must be some pride involved in terms of, being from the Bay Area, from Sonoma County, and being able to take a leadership role in this global summit.
Well, there's a huge amount of pride. And you know what was interesting when speaking with the folks from the EU yesterday, they said, what was most inspiring to them was to come to San Francisco, to come to California, and have that light bulb go on once again that, policy is on environmental leadership is not being set in Washington, D.C. It's being set here in California. And they were inspired by that. And that, in turn inspires all of us. And it was a great revelation to them. And also a shot in the arm because, the pushback from the current administration in Washington has been disheartening to a lot of people who are strong believers in climate change and the need to do more. And so it's inspiring for all of us.
Did you have any trouble getting into the summit itself because of all the protesters out front?
Well, it was interesting yesterday. They were right outside the hotel near the Moscone Center. And, there were good sized group of protesters there, but they were respectful and really weren't obstructing anything. And that's the world we live in, and I welcome that. They had a message, and they got their message out, and I think people listen.
So there's a lot of fanfare, obviously, involved with this. There are lots and lots of meetings and lots of discussion. What can we hope will come out of the Global Climate Action Summit?
Well, I think what you're going to see, and more as we begin to analyze this, is you're going to see a lot of little things, so to speak, that all combine to make a significant impact. And there's so many people working on so many aspects of climate change that it's like putting together pieces of a puzzle. And by working through those little tiny pieces, you get to the end and you see the big picture. And I think that's really it. There's so many things to tackle, and so many approaches that it isn't just one magic bullet. It's not one sweeping thing that's going to do
right.
It. All the steps.
And have you been able to get Governor Brown's ear, Jim, and be able to say, "Hey, when are you going to sign that wildfire preparedness bill?"
Well, you get his ear, but it's pretty brief, and he's been pretty preoccupied.
Yeah.
We were last night. We were on the maiden voyage of the an all electric red and white fleet fair. One of those tour boats.
Yeah.
That goes out on the bay.
I heard about that.
and he signed several bills on board, but he's in high demand, as you can imagine, and so you get a chance to say hi and shake his hand, yeah. But he's off to the next event.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely in high demand. Did you get to see Jane Goodall? That's what I want to know, because that's where I would go, I think, first if I were at the summit.
Wow, it's amazing that you should say that, because she did a podcast yesterday with Alec Baldwin, and really excited to have my son. My son's here with me, and he came down, and he got to see her speak. And then last night there was a dinner, and I actually got to talk to her one-on-one for a few minutes.
Jealous.
It's like a dream come true,
yeah.
Honestly. I remember seeing her when I was in college, you know, and I just said, thank you, you know, thank you for everything you've done and the awareness you brought. And she's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
It was probably the moment I'll leave this conference with a big smile on my face saying,
well,
hey, I get to meet Jane.
I'm glad I asked about it then, because I feel the same way about her. So I'm glad you had that experience and shared it with us. Jim, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And have a great day, everyone.
You too. That is Assemblyman Jim Wood of Santa Rosa.